Hi everyone, this is Rick at KeithRubbersideDown.net. Most ancient cultures viewed the world as being flat. And in fact, there's a modern sect of individuals who still hold that view. When I talked to some of my out-of-state friends about the Ohio motorcycling roads, they too hold the view that Ohio is flat and there are no interesting roads in Ohio. Not true. And one in particular that I want to talk about today is State Route 555, better known as the Triple Nickel or Ohio's Dragon. It's located in southeastern Ohio, and this is the very beginning of the Appalachian Mountain Range. These are the foothills of the Appalachian Mountain Range. There's many rugged hills and caves and steep valleys in this area. In fact, Ohio's only national forest, the Wayne National Forest, is located in that area, as well as Campbell Hill, which is the highest point in Ohio. All of that is located in this area. There are many great rides and roads to ride in that southeastern Ohio, but the one that I want to talk about today is State Route 555. It's a popular motorcycle road, not only here in Ohio, but in the surrounding states as well. It is begins in Zanesville, and it runs 63 miles south to a little town called Little Hocking, which is near the Ohio River, almost to West Virginia. It goes through four counties, and just a terrific road to ride. When you're on the road, it begins quite mildly, and within 3 to 4 miles, it grabs your attention, kind of gradually grabs your attention, and then when you're in the midst of it, you'd better pay attention for the rest of the ride. You'll be sore, and you'll have tense muscles by the journey's end, but it is an exciting and wonderful ride. The road, I rode it in October, and it was raining that day, and there were wet leaves, as you would imagine, riding through forested area. So you got to be careful of that. There are some patchwork pieces of road throughout the area that you'd want to be careful of. And the thing that will really get you, though, is the decreasing radius turns and the off-camber twisties. They just kind of sneak up on you. So it's a road you definitely have to pay attention to. What I would suggest, and I will leave links on the website so that you can get started with some of the searches on where you could stay and those kind of things. But if you live, you know, a state over or whatever, I'd recommend coming down for a weekend, getting a hotel, and then just riding that area. It would certainly be a great time. There's a lot of little restaurants that you could stop and eat at. Athens is a wonderful town. Ohio University is there, and it's a great college town with lots of beer, lots of coffee houses, and a lot of fun activity. So it'd be a really great place to hang out. Logan is in that area as well as many other little towns. So if you enjoy the thrill of pure riding excitement and being able to spend a weekend just riding around, I would certainly recommend the southeastern part of Ohio, and in particular, 555. So again, I'll leave that stuff on the website, and if you want to check it out, there'll be some ways for you to get started. All right, thanks again. This is Rick at KeithRubbersideDown.net. Have a great day.